Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told y'all it wasn't gonna be back-to-back nights of wins across the board in New York. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan for probably about the next 45, 50 minutes or so. Approaching 11:11, one's on the clock. It's about 10 after. We have seen the Rangers lose by a lot. The Avalanche hit them. 7-3 loss at the Garden. We also saw the New York Knicks get smoked in Indiana by the Pacers. If you listen before the Nets game, I saw the Pacers were favored -5. I thought the Knicks were going to compete a little bit more. I thought it'd be a little closer. But also, the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets lost in Houston tonight against the Rockets, and it wasn't really close. There were plenty of times that game was laughable. But I say laughable as a Nets fan. We'll start there with the Nets game. I saw someone say this was a trap game. This wasn't a trap game. This was a punt game. Kevin Durant didn't play. We heard that earlier in the day that he'd be out. After last night, he got on the podium and said, tomorrow I might just play 48 minutes to give y'all something to talk about. And the Nets said, no, sir. We're punting that game tomorrow. You will not be playing. You will be resting. Along with your fellow Texas Longhorn, LaMarcus Aldridge. We miss them dearly tonight. But in this punt game, it might as well have been an exhibition. It might as well have been a preseason game. Because in this game, we got to see some rookies play. We got to see David Duke Jr. get his first NBA minutes, his first NBA buckets. He played 22 minutes in his first NBA action. 9 points. He also had 1 assist, 3 rebounds, made a 3, had a nice alley-oop dunk. I like what I saw from number 6 on the Brooklyn Nets, Cam Thomas. I call for Cam Thomas to go for his career high. Book it. Done. 32 minutes out of Cam. I think that's the most minutes Cam has played. He ends up with 18 points. His career high was 13. He bests that by 5. So, Cam Thomas, I see you. Another rookie on the Nets that got plenty of run tonight. And like I said, this might as well have been a preseason game, an exhibition game for us. We learned from this game for sure. We saw a lot of different things, good and bad. For example, without Kevin Durant, this team, no. I don't even want to think about it. Kevin Durant is our closer. He's an elite closer. He's our Mariano Rivera on the Nets. And in the fourth quarter, when we thought we were going to potentially steal this one, we got it within 4. That's when you need a Kevin Durant. That's when the Nets need to take a timeout and put Kevin Durant in the game. Like, hey, Kevin, we know you're out, but hop in there real quick and close this one for us. But I think it was a game that the Nets didn't care whether they won or lose. It wasn't a trap game. It was a punt game. It was a game on the road, the second half of a back-to-back on the road, that the Nets decided we need to rest and we're going to rest this game. This team isn't that great. We're going to rest and see how we play. And honestly, we didn't play bad. We did play bad. Honestly, we didn't play bad considering we didn't have Kevin Durant and LaMarcus Aldridge and Joey Buckets and 11, who we haven't had all season. I'm getting tired of throwing that one out there, but you understand what I'm getting at. You understand what I'm saying. The Nets, you need a better performance out of James Harden, but I don't want to dog Harden because he played tough last night. He played tough a week ago against the Knicks. It's the second half of a back-to-back. If you watch the NBA, you know what the second half of a back-to-back, especially on the road, can be like. You know, there was some shots that came up short for Harden, and when I see that, I'm like, ah, he's got no legs. Back-to-back nights playing 40 minutes. It's tough. It's a lot. You know, he tried being back in his old stomping grounds on his court. He tried. Played 39 minutes tonight, 40-some minutes last night. He gave us 25. He almost had a triple-double, 8 assists, 11 rebounds. But at the end of the day, this is a game that we could afford to lose. The Nets are now 17-7, 9-2 on the road. And I don't think Nets fans are really upset about this one. I know there's a lot. Well, we're 9-3 now. We were 9-2 with the best record on the road. You add that loss, we're 9-3. But I don't think too many Nets fans are upset about this one. You didn't have your best player. You didn't have one of your veteran players, one of your veteran bigs. But I hope you got to see some things. I wanted to see more out of Nick Claxton tonight, and we did. Only 16 minutes, but we're bringing him along, 8 points. James Johnson, only 4 points. Thought we were going to get more of an offensive output out of James Johnson, his second game back. Maybe he's still hurt a little bit. Did see some stuff out of Paul Millsap. 10 points from Paul Millsap. He dunked on Kenyon Martin's kid, and it got me hyped because I didn't even know he could do that. He made the steal, took the ball down the court, and dunked on Kenyon Martin Jr. I was like, wow, turn back the clock. Paul Millsap still got a little bit of bunnies. Javon Carter puts up another zero. Don't know what else to say besides Javon Carter wears number zero, and he consistently puts up zeros in the stat sheet. He's got to change his number. You know, he's like, why would you wear number zero and then you end up having zero assists, zero steals, zero blocks, 0 points, going 0-for from the field, 0-for-1, and you wear number zero? Enough dogging Javon Carter like all Nets fans do. Bruce Brown gave us 6 points, 20 minutes. Bruce has just kind of become a guy that's out there for me. I don't know if he's much of a factor. Defensively, our defense was all over the place. The defense couldn't stop any of these guys. And most of these guys you don't know. Eric Gordon, you know. Eric Gordon came out hot. Eric Gordon came out looking like an all-star, on fire. And then he got ejected late. And I'm thinking to myself, great, he's out. He finishes with 21 points. He's ejected. The Nets can possibly steal this game. If the Nets stole this game tonight, that would have been crazy. Because if you can go beat an NBA team without Kevin Durant, without LaMarcus Aldridge on the second half of a back-to-back, says a lot about what you got going on. And the Nets still do have a lot going on, but it's tough. All of the starters for the Rockets end up in double digits. All of them. I told you Eric Gordon had 21 and he got ejected. He ended up leading all scorers for the Rockets. Garrison Matthews was getting off. Like, do you even know who Garrison Matthews is? He went to Lipscomb. Garrison Matthews had 19 points tonight on the Nets. This was an exhibition game. This was a preseason game. Armani Brooks went off from University of Houston in Houston. He had 14 on us. It doesn't matter. There's no reason to go over this game as if we were at full strength, which we weren't. There's no reason to go over this game like the Nets were trying to win this game, because clearly they weren't. It's the second half of a back-to-back. The Nets lose, and the Nets can lose to garbage teams as well as the top competition. It's okay. It's a loss. This is the NBA, and the Nets have shown us plenty that these regular season games don't always matter. Tonight was a night to see what David Duke Jr. has, and I saw enough to make me feel like, hey, we should give the young man a look. Blake Griffin, he got straight DMPs for the last three, maybe four games, maybe five, I don't know, definitely the last three or four. And he played tonight. So Blake getting off the bench, gave us 7 points. He looked better. He looked better. He didn't shoot 1-3. He wasn't the Blake that we saw in the beginning of the year getting the ball and shooting a three. He played tough. He drew a couple charges, and he brought the blue-collar boys back. He's still strapping up his boots and putting on his hard hat with Patty Mills. The blue-collar boys were still active. And the Nets lose 114-104. How about the Knicks? How about the Knicks? Now, the Knicks lose by 20. And I'm not here to dance on the Knicks when the Nets just lost. I'm not here to talk about the Knicks in a negative way. I'm rooting for the Knicks, and I was rooting for them tonight to beat the Pacers, a team that's shopping players, a team that's rumored to be trading all of their guys, like Domantas Sabonis, like Miles Turner, like Caris LeVert. All those guys got all the way off tonight. Like, all those guys got off tonight. I just said that the Rockets starters were all in double digits. Well, the Pacers had three starters put up over 20, and all of their starters were in double digits as well. That Chris Duarte kid, he gave us trouble. He gave the Nets trouble. He's a rookie, and he's cold. He's a little bit older. Played 30 minutes tonight. Gave him 23 points. Miles Turner gave him 22. Sabonis gave him 21. Brogdon put up 16. My boy Caris LeVert, former Net, put up 15. Had some big dunks, some big plays. I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I watched the highlights on YouTube real quick. I did get to see that. And the Knicks went up early. I think they went up like 4-3, and then they weren't up the rest of the game. They led very early, and then they would never lead again. The Pacers got going, and like I said, they got everybody going. They got all their starters going, and they even had a couple guys off the bench get going. Wanamaker, Brissett, Martin. It's just one of those nights, you know, both New York teams are on the road with back-to-backs, second half of a back-to-back. The Knicks and Nets were able to win last night. I said in the beginning of my show at 7, the bing-bong parlay that hit last night with the Islanders winning, with the Rangers winning, with the Knicks winning, with the Nets winning, I said it's going to be the opposite. That's definitely not happening tonight. Maybe if you picked the New York teams to lose, you cashed out. Maybe if you picked the New York teams all to lose, which I don't know if you did. Did the Devils win? And, of course, the New Jersey team. The New Jersey Devils beat the Flyers 3-0. You can't include them in the bing-bong parlay. You can't include the New Jersey Devils in the bing-bong parlay. So, good for New Jersey. Good for the Devils. On a night where I said, I haven't had to come on after a Nets loss. This is a first. I also said, the Rangers haven't lost since I started. I started on November 23rd, the win streak for the Rangers started on November 21st, and here we are. Announcer's jinx. You can blame it on me. It's my fault. Call in 877-337-6666. Let's talk sports. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh yeah, your official station to talk Brooklyn Nets on air and on the Odyssey app. This is Keith McPherson rocking until 12 k.m. till a.m. The Nets lost. I repeat, the Nets lost. So did the Knicks. So did the Rangers. It's worth noting, though, the Houston Rockets were on a six-game win streak. That just made seven. The Nets laid down. They rested KD. They rested LaMarcus Aldridge. They had Harden on a back-to-back on his old court, try and champ it out, but he turned the ball over, couldn't get it going. Patty Mills did not have his Patty Thrills type night. It's okay. It's okay. This is the NBA. This game will be forgotten about. Our world, Nets world. Jeff in Brooklyn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, kid?
Not much. Hanging out.
Okay. You keep on saying that it's not a big deal. This thing is a huge deal because if the Nets aren't going to be able to win the freaking Houston Rockets without Kevin Durant, they're not going to win no other team without him.
He's going what? To get
and we're going to lose all those games.
What? Are you trolling?
Huh?
Are you trolling me or you're serious?
I'm serious.
We brought that game within 4 points late.
Yeah, well, if we're not going to have Kevin Durant, he's going to get injured sometime through the season.
No, that's not a guarantee. That's not a guarantee. KD's been saying, hey, we'll deal with that when we get there. The reason you rest KD tonight is to be precautious so that he doesn't get injured. We're going to have KD. We literally didn't play KD and LA tonight. Like, hey, let Houston get their seven-game win streak. James Harden coming back there, whatever. I just heard that there's a party for James tonight at Dreams, one of his favorite clubs in the city.
All I'm trying to say is that if Kevin Durant isn't going to be around, he's not going to play a game, this is what our team's going to look like.
That's scary hours, but Kevin Durant's going to be fine. Now, if we lose Durant, I guess that's a window into where this team will be, but what I see tonight is not what the team will look like losing Kevin Durant. This is the team experimenting, letting guys like David Duke Jr. finally get minutes, Blake Griffin come back from having DMPs, a second half of a back-to-back. I wouldn't read too much into this loss tonight. It's against the Rockets, who, yes, they are one of the worst teams, but they just won six in a row before tonight. Tonight makes seven. It was intentional to rest during this time. I think this one probably was circled by the Nets, maybe even KD. That's why he said in the press conference last night, like, I might just play 48 minutes tomorrow, knowing that he was going to rest tomorrow. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know Nets fans have this PTSD. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I know Nets fans have this, like, impending doom, right? KD's Achilles, KD's ankle. What if KD goes down? We're not going to beat anybody. We're going to fall flat on our faces. No, 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 no. This team is different. There's just different things going on. The defense was all over the place last night because these guys haven't played together much. You have two rookies out there getting minutes. You have Blake Griffin back in the rotation. You have Paul Millsap still getting going after he was gone for a while. Nets fans, fret not. I don't think that this has anything to do with anything else. Like I said, this will be forgotten. KD will be back. If we have KD in that game just for the fourth quarter, we win the game. He closes that game. But the Nets were okay punting this game. And as a fan, you can't be too upset about this. I see some fans online overreacting, and that's what fans do. But think about it. Houston was on a win streak. It's the second game of a back-to-back. We had a full game that came down to the wire the last second last night in Texas and Dallas. Then we had to head to Houston to play this game, and the Nets said, hey, we're not going to play KD. We're not going to play LA. We'll get a look at our young guys. We'll get a look at Claxton some more minutes, David Duke Jr. for the first time, Cam Thomas, and we end up losing that game. And you know what? There were parts of the game where it wasn't close. They were up by 20 at some points. But does that mean that the Nets aren't going to be able to beat anybody? No. I said we can lose to garbage teams too. The narrative is that we can't beat top competition. Well, without Joe Harris, without KD, without LaMarcus Aldridge, and without number 11, you're not supposed to beat anybody because that's not how you constructed the roster. That's not how you built your team. Rob in Cape May wants to talk about 11. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Keith. How are you tonight? Nice to talk to you.
You too. I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to talk about Kyrie a little bit. I'm not overreacting about tonight's loss. That's all good. KD needed some rest. But I would like to give them Kyrie back for the away game. So I wanted to see what you thought about that because the team chemistry is really growing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think personally that it would affect the chemistry too much, and they'd still grow to how good they're going to be eventually. But I think the Nets and Steve Nash understood what they were get when they got Kyrie.
Yep.
And that he may miss some games here and there for what some people think is a bad reason, but I personally don't. And I might be a little biased because I'm a big Kyrie fan.
So am I.
But I personally don't think it would be a big deal if he came back. I just wanted to know what you would think.
I got it. Thanks for the call, Rob. So with Kyrie, you know, he's missing valuable moments and time and trips and games where this team is really coming together and building their quote-unquote chemistry, as people love to say. NBA teams need chemistry. These guys love Kyrie. They have chemistry with Kyrie. They have a rapport with Kyrie. I would love to see him come back for away games, but I don't think it's happening in 2021. I think it may happen in 2022. After the All-Star break, if you've been listening to KM till AM, pretty sure I said this week and the week before, I just don't see Kyrie coming back until late February at the earliest, no matter what the circumstances are. And people do forget that the Brooklyn Nets decided that he wouldn't be allowed to play on the road. Kyrie could have played in that game tonight. If Kyrie plays in that game tonight, it's a completely different game, 100%. Kyrie could have played in Texas tonight. The Brooklyn Nets chose to not do that because it would have been too big of a distraction. Every road game that we win or lose, the post-game press conference would be, Kyrie, 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 Kyrie. No, so the Nets made a business decision that he's not going to be on the road with us. But right before they made that decision, they fought for Kyrie to be able to practice in Brooklyn at the HSS Center, which is their private facility to practice, to rehab, to do Brooklyn Nets basketball things. They fought for him to be able to practice, and he showed up there. He also showed up at practice in the park. He also showed up in San Diego for training camp. Going into this season, Kyrie was all in, but we're playing through a pandemic, and he didn't want to get vaccinated for whatever reasons, for whatever memes he posts, whatever Instagram live theories, whatever. It is what it is, but we're not done with that. The case is not completely like shut on that. Like we don't know where that's going to go in the next 5 months, 6 months. Stay tuned. Sean in Staten Island wants to talk about the bearded one on the Fan. What you got, Sean?
Keith, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call. First off, my first time calling, interacting with you. Just want to say congratulations. Well deserved. You're thanks for, you know, being the Nets voice for us, man. It's appreciated.
Good. Thank you.
But in regards to James Harden, man, it looks like he's disinterested out there, man. I just want to get your take on a few things. I know you've been talking about the game, post-game a little bit. I agree with you. This was the L we had to take. I agree with everything, all the points you made just before prior. But he just looks out of sorts. Either it's mentally, he can't get to the rim, he can't – I don't know what it is. But
yeah.
Just a take on his game right now.
I agree with you. I noticed a little bit of both, and that's why I just made that comment about a welcome back James Harden party at Dreams in Houston, strip club. Can't hate on him. If that is rumored, whether that's true or false, if that's where he's headed after the game, maybe his head was there. Maybe he was already thinking about the after party. In the post game, he said, you know, he had the best times of his life on and off the court in Houston. He's got friends there. I'm sure he's got family there, too. You know, maybe he was disinterested tonight because he's out there playing without Kevin Durant, without LaMarcus Aldridge. He's playing with two rookies. Now, it doesn't mean it's okay. It doesn't mean it's acceptable. As a fan, you're like,
right.
Go out. You're getting paid millions. Go out there and ball every night. But he balled in Dallas last night. He did ball in Dallas last night. And
correct.
He balled a week ago in the Clays against the Knicks. That's why I can't be so hard on him. He is, you know, a little bit out of shape, they say. But, like, he's rounding into form. And I think he's the type of guy that we're going to get the best out of him later in the season. He's still finding his way with how they're calling fouls on him, how they're not calling fouls on him. He's still figuring out things with his teammates and new teammates that he's getting to play with. And David Duke Jr. tonight, Blake Griffin getting back out there on the floor. It's just different, you know. I can't read too much into it because, like I said, this was a punt game. This is a game where they willingly sat two guys that were starting, and Katie and Aldridge. We're already down Joe.
Right.
We've been missing 11. This was a game where they're like, hey, the Rockets are hot. They're at home. It's the second half of a back-to-back, and this is a four-game road trip.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And I just hope it comes together soon because you mentioned that Nets fan PTSD, man. I've been suffering with that. I'm sure you have as well. It's all coming back, and it gets me a little nervous.
It's hard to get over. It's really hard to get over. Yeah. It's hard to even be optimistic because we've just seen so many things collapse. We've had so many nightmares. We've had so many endings that we got excited for. And we all know the stakes are as high as they've ever been. You got James Harden.
Right.
You got KD. And if you don't go win a championship during this era and this time, it's going to be a dark time for Nets fans after it. And we all know that. That's why we have PTSD. That's why we do overreact.
100%. And it's crazy to think that Kyrie is really the energy in that locker room, man.
Yeah, he is. He's a leader, and he's a guy that, like, all of them look to and respect because of his skill set. He's ridiculous.
Oh, man. It's crazy. But, listen, I'm going to hang up, and I'll listen to the rest. I just want to say thank you, and go Nets, baby. Nets World.
Appreciate the call, Nets World. All right, we'll switch it up because I know there's some Knicks fans that are like, man, talk about the Knicks. I'll talk about the Knicks a little bit. One thing that I noticed, no, two things I noticed from this Knicks game tonight. Not R.J. Barrett, you know, he had a better night. Well, he not better than last night, but, you know, he led the Knicks in scoring, hit some shots. In the beginning, Julius Randle was hitting some shots, then he missed a few. But the Knicks got an ESPN top 10 moment out of this game tonight. Dunkers Delight Jr., Obi Toppin between the legs, in-game dunk. Oh, my glob. What? That was crazy. That was sick. That should be ESPN top 10, number one tomorrow. And something else I also noticed, some Knicks-Nets stuff here. The Knicks can't let us have anything. They got a Jared Allen look-alike. There's a guy out there named Jericho Sims that looks just like Jared Allen on the Knicks. He wears number 45. He's got the fro, like Jared Allen's fro. Jared Allen is 6'10", 243. Jericho Sims is 6'9", 250. I'm like, this guy looks like Big J. He looks like our old pal that used to be blocking Giannis and blocking LeBron in Brooklyn in the Clays. But, yeah, another tough loss for the Knicks. They're figuring that out. got to figure out the defense. They couldn't stop anything that the Pacers had going. The Pacers were shooting it. They were getting to the paint. They were throwing up lobs. They were having their way at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pretty sure that's where they play. All right, let's switch it up because we don't have that much time. I know you want to talk something else, even though basketball is, you know, at the front of mind after watching the Knicks and watching the Nets lose. Let's see what's on the menu here. James in Monroe wants to talk Mets. You're on the Fan.
How you doing? How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, despite the losses. You know, can't win every night.
You're right. Can't win every night. The Knicks will not win every night. Anyway, I want to talk about the Mets real quick. I really enjoyed reading a lot of the columnists today about the Buck Showalter interview today, and they said he was really impressive with everything he was doing with the owner and the GM. So that's a positive note for the Mets.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think he's going to be the man that's going to get the job. As far as the Knicks go, I want to tell you something. I'm a big Knicks fan, man. I'm 64 years old, and I go back to the Knicks when I was a young boy at 5. So I've seen their teams, good teams, their bad teams, and their mediocre teams, and so forth and so on. I'm just going to tell you this. This Knicks team is not going to make the playoffs. And I'm, you know what? And I love the Knicks. I love the Knicks more than most people, but I can just see it. The chemistry is not there. There's just too many distractions with this team that they just don't play as a unit, and they don't play no defense anymore. And they gave away a lot of their defensive players last year, which really hurt the team this year because they had a lot of guys who used to play D, and they just changed this whole team up when they brought in Kimber and all the rest of them. But I'm just telling you, they took that chemistry away from this team.
Yeah.
And but how the coach is trying to make it, it's just they don't have it. You can see it. You know?
It's just crazy that it's this much of a drop-off from last year's number 4 seed team to, like you're saying, they might not make the playoffs. Thanks for the call, James. I want the Knicks to make the playoffs. I want to see the number 1 Brooklyn Nets face the number 8 New York Knicks. You know? This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose. Tough loss for your Rangers. Tough loss for your Knicks. Tough loss for your Nets. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM till AM. It's almost AM. We've got about 5 minutes left. And I was reading the article about Buck today. Buck Showalter and Bob Guerin served as doubleheader of sorts for the Mets, leaving team officials with one first-round interview to complete their managerial search. There's a few names thrown out in there. The Mets candidate list remains at 6 after Showalter and Guerin joined Astros bench coach Joe Espada, Rays bench coach Matt Quatraro, and former Tigers Angels manager Brad Ausmus, Pirates bench coach Don Kelly. And I think people are high on Buck, as they should be. 65-year-old Buck, former manager of the Orioles, the Yankees, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and just the all-around old-school baseball guy. Mike, in Floral Park, New York, let's talk about the Mets manager search. You're on the Fan.
I mean, I just want to say one thing about the Rangers. They are 17-5-3, and they haven't lost, it feels like, in 2 months. They're the only New York team really worth talking about.
Yeah,
it's true. You know,
I don't mean to cut you off or you cut me off, but like a loss is a loss, but it's not that bad of a loss for the Rangers. They've played above their heads. They won 7 in a row. And, you know, sometimes you run into a good team and you get beat, but it is what it is.
They started a rookie goalie.
His first day. Yep, his debut tonight.
Yeah, but anyway, let me just talk about the Mets. They're an embarrassment. Not because I spoke with you last week and Showalter was 4 on my list. These other guys that we're talking about, the Mets are such losers. If they have Showalter sitting in that chair, there isn't another candidate to talk about. And this is why the Mets are a joke, because they're going to put you through this dog and pony show like Garin can coach or Espada can coach or any of these guys can't coach.
Brad Ausmus.
If you have Showalter, stop it, Cohen. And you know what you do? Have some guts and get Wally Backman as his bench coach. Show some goddamn guts.
Yeah. I mean, you think they're just doing their due diligence and this is just for, like,
media? No.
No.
No, I don't. I think they're being politically correct there. They're just a – I don't even want to tell you what I really feel about these teams, but they're just ridiculous. Showalter is a good man. He's a baseball guy. He's not a great manager, but he's 10 times better than those names. And you look at Cohen, just get Showalter. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I think he's the right guy for the job. We've been talking about this now. Terry Collins endorsed him. Max Scherzer endorsed him. Everybody on Mets Twitter, I'm sure, endorsed him. And if you're looking at these other names, their resumes don't stack up with Bucks. It's like, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time and the team. Steve in Harrington Park, New Jersey. You're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This other guy stole my thunder a little, but it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I mean, what are you going to get, another bench coach like Mickey Callaway last year or so, or the guy that they just let go? He was in over his head as far as I was concerned. But Showalter's the guy. He'll be great with the veterans, let them do their thing, and he's great to teach the young kids.
What if they have all these names floating around with Showalter, and what if they come out with a report that, I don't know, Brad Ausmus is the guy, or he's impressed, and maybe he's done something to put him over Showalter? They definitely can't
all
do
right.
that.
I could live with him. I could live with Brad.
With the Angels connection between him and Epler, I just feel like it's a foregone conclusion, right? Buck Showalter is there. He wants to coach again, and it's lined up for him to have this great roster in New York again. It's just the writing is on the wall type of stuff.
That's right. He's a no-brainer, but I could live with Brad, the guy from the Angels, for the reason you just said, his relationship with the general manager.
Yeah, but after you go give a guy $43 million and he endorses his manager, you kind of got to follow that guy. And that guy's only going to be around for 2-3 years. If Buck is his manager for those 2-3 years and you get to a World Series and possibly win one, or if you just get to the postseason when, like, you know, it works out. Like, I think it's done. And I'm excited for it as a Yankee fan. Like I've said on this show, I love watching Buck on the Yes Network. I love watching him on MLB Network. I think he's got a level of insight to baseball that not many people have. And when you put that guy in a dugout, he's going to see the game differently. And it kind of worries me, because if the Yankees are still doing what they're doing and disappointing the fans and they don't make this team better and they just read up Aaron Boone, yeah, I'm the type, I go to Citi Field every season, and I'm the type that I'll go slide over to Citi Field in plain clothes. I won't have a Yankee hat on. I'll be watching the Mets, rooting for Buck Showalter to put on a show with those guys.
Let me just say one other thing. 2 years ago, was it? Maybe three. The Phillies ran Kapler out of town when they signed Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know what they had. Look what he did with a team that was supposed to be last place, was supposed to be there.
Yeah, Dodgers, and Buck Showalter interviewed for that job, too.
So, you know, you don't know. You don't know. But the Mets have the players now. It's just they need somebody to lead them, okay? And if they're all healthy, if Jacob deGrom is healthy, and if Max Scherzer is healthy as your two starters, come on. I mean, nobody's got two starters like that in baseball. And I just think that it's time to get the right person to get these guys into the playoffs and hopefully win the World Series.
You got them. You got it, Steve. Thanks for the call. I feel like it's a no-brainer, but this is talk radio, sports talk radio, New York sports talk radio. We're going to talk about it. We're going to keep talking about it until it's done. And don't let a report come out that it doesn't get done. Don't let it change up and another name emerges ahead of Buck Showalter. It's right there for you, Mets fans. It's right there. Go ahead and do it, Uncle Steve. Go ahead. You know you want to. Just get it done. Tell the rest of these guys, hey, we're going with Buck. It's done. We're ready to roll. Mets win the offseason. That's all I've got wrapping this thing up. Appreciate you guys listening, tweeting, and the people that joined my Twitch stream. WFAN is on Twitch, twitch.tv/WFAN. We watched the second half of the Nets losing and talked about a bunch of different things, and it was cool. I love interacting with different fans. Even before I was on The Fan, I go to different arenas, stadiums, games, events, and love to talk sports with whoever it is. And, you know, this has been a dream opportunity for me to be in this chair talking to you guys, so I appreciate you. I thank everyone for the kind words that calls in. I thank everyone that just calls, period. This is the start of my third week. Yesterday made it 2 weeks since the first time I was on air, and there's been a lot of love. It's been overwhelming, but in a good way. That's all I've got. I'll be back tomorrow, but tomorrow is Thursday Night Football, so I'll be on before Thursday Night Football and not after. It'll be a quick hit. I think it's maybe a 30-minute quick hit, so it might not be too many calls, but I'll find something to talk about. I'll find something to connect with you on. Make sure you stream on the app. Make sure you check out the Twitch. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Keith McPherson. First name, last name. Real name, no gimmicks. Shout out to Connor behind the glass holding it down. And shout out to you once again for listening. Appreciate you. 101.9 FM WFAN New York. Keith McPherson out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.